Mr. Chubb came home from his trip to Europe. His family was very happy to see him. Mr. Chubb showed them the gift he had brought with him. It was a musical box from Geneva. The tiny box was beautiful. It was about the size of a large pocket knife. It had a shiny golden lid. The box played four tunes. The Chubb family thought it was wonderful. They enjoyed listening to it. Young Henry Chubb enjoyed it more than anyone else. One day, he decided to listen to some music. But Henry was a careless boy. He sucked on the end of the box while he listened to it. All of a sudden, the box slipped inside his mouth, and he swallowed it. The box did not harm Henry, but it gave him a terrible musical stomach ache. Henry did not want to tell his father what had happened. His father was very proud of his little musical box. He knew his father would be angry. And so Henry Chubb kept his secret in his stomach. He hid his pain. He drank tea to make his stomach feel better. The tea helped a little. At first, no one noticed, but Henry had a little trouble that evening when the family was eating dinner. Suddenly, the sound of music came from under the table. "What is that music?" asked his mother. "How strange," said his father, looking under the table. The whole family tried to find out where the sound came from, but there was nothing under the table.
"Henry, help us look," said his brother.
Poor Henry Chubb sat there filled with pain and bread and tunes. He had to keep his little secret.
"I know what it is," said Henry. "The music is coming from the cellar. The new servant, Marianne, has a harp down there," he said.
Of course, Marianne had no harp at all. Servant girls do not have harps.
"Marianne plays the harp?" asked his mother.
"Oh, yes. She's very good, isn't she?" replied Henry.
"I'll have to ask her not to play during dinner," said Mrs. Chubb.
That night at prayers, the music began again. The musical box started to play loudly. Mr. Chubb got up from his knees and looked at his son. He grasped Henry kindly but firmly by his hair. He gave him a little shake.
"What are you doing? Why are you making this noise during our prayers?" he asked.
"I'm sorry, Father," said Henry, thinking quickly. "I'm practicing music for school. I want to sound good for the performance next week."
Well, don't do it during prayers," said his father. "This is not the time for music."
But Henry could not hide the truth forever. When they went to bed, his brother noticed that the sound was coming from inside Henry's stomach. Of course, he told their parents first thing the next morning. They tried to get that musical box out of Henry. They took him by the legs and shook him. They tried pouring medicine down his throat, but nothing moved the musical box. It was stuck. It was not going to come out. Henry was tired of his aching musical stomach. It was no fun at all. The musical box brought him all kinds of troubles. It made him feel sick. It bothered him all the time. At night, when he was in bed, the box would play "Home Sweet Home." The noise woke him up. Then it would change to "Happy Birthday to You." The tunes didn't make him feel sweet or happy. The music also made Henry's brother angry. His brother would kick him out of bed.
Then he would sit on him to try to stop the noise. But it did not work. When his brother sat on him, the music only got louder. On Sunday, it was even worse. The box made a lot of noise in church. Henry Chubb wrapped his coat around his middle to block the noise, but the music was loud and clear. During the sermon, the priest stopped and looked at Henry. Then he whispered to one of the choir. The man walked down to Henry and sent the red-faced boy outside. But the end came at last, and Henry finally found peace. One day, he was sitting in school trying to learn his lessons. As always, a tune was coming from his insides. He felt a pain in his stomach. Then he started to cough. Something or other in the musical box gave way. He coughed up springs and other bits of the box. And that was the end of the musical box in young Henry Chubb's stomach.